Welcome to another time of personal transformation. And yay, we're already on week two, day one. And it's such a delight to have you listen to this podcast and commit to your own growth. My name is Precious Oguntunde, and as you all know, I love to be called a growth driver. I believe that that name suits me perfectly because I'm helping you drive growth in your life right now. So a couple of people have reached out to me in my DM to give me feedback of how, you know, their experience has been and the transformation that has happened in their life, you know, right up till this point. And I really appreciate everyone who has reached out to me. So let me just say that I will also appreciate more reviews and feedback from other people, from every one of you, on the transformation happening in your life at the moment. Tell me about what the program has done for you so far. You can either reach me on WhatsApp, come into my DM, or yes, you can follow me on Instagram, Precious_Oguntunde. Yeah, so that I can put the reviews up, and we can also put it up on Growth Hack Network as well. Yes, so it's a good time to say that if you haven't followed Growth Hack Network, you should do that now. So growth_hack_network, we're on Instagram, so please do well to follow us so that as the program, you know, continues, we can give mentions of people's feedbacks and testimonials. Right, so just send me a DM either on Instagram or on WhatsApp. So in the second week of the growth program, we'll be talking a lot about goal setting, and in today's podcast I will talk to you about the importance of setting goals and share relatable experiences with you. So let's start this way. Can you try to imagine 11 people in an open space moving around for 90 minutes and sweating profusely? When they are done with all this, they go home. Yes, try to imagine. I'm talking of a football team on a pitch, and they're just on the pitch playing around for 90 minutes. What drives them? Yes, I'm sure you have answered it. The goals. No footballer hits the pitch without a goal in view, without saying that I put in so much effort to train. You know, we had to engage in exercise, we planned, and I just came to the pitch to play. No. So the goals drive them. And the goals also drive their fans. Why would somebody say I'm going to watch a football match? It's because the club you're supporting has to score goals, right? Yes, so goals are very essential. This shows you the essentiality of goals. Goals are very important. And if you ask me of what my own definition of goals are, I'll tell you that goals are simply drivers of accomplishment. Please get your notepads and your pens so that you can jot down whatever is standing out for you, how you want to apply it in your life, and how your mind is shifting. So goals to me are drivers of accomplishment. Okay, so how can a person save up 10 million naira? Somebody who feels like, oh, that's so big. It is by setting goals. Goals are such that they are within your reach. There's a way that goals can help you say, this is the dream in my heart. This is how we can make it happen. So by setting goals, you can drive your dreams into reality. Else, your dreams will remain in the dream zone. Right, so goals are drivers of accomplishments. They help us move the things we have in our hearts, in our dreams and desires to reality. So do you feel like setting goals is a buzzword? Do you feel like it is overhyped? Do you feel like everybody talks about it? I don't think I'm interested in setting goals. I've come to sell goal setting to you, and you have to buy into it, because it's so important. Even in this program, goal setting is an important ingredient for execution. You know how that it's possible for you to cook stew without... It's actually possible. I've not tried before, but I believe it's possible, because it's logical that you can prepare stew without any other seasoning apart from salt, right? But once salt is not in it, you know something is missing, right? So that's how necessary it is. So goal setting in the same vein is a necessary ingredient for execution. You might want to put that down. So we will drive right into what goal setting is. So goal setting involves the development of an action plan designed to motivate, guide a person or a group of people towards a goal. You know, goal setting is so important because that it separates what is relevant and what's irrelevant. So people might say, oh, I want to do this. I want to save up 10 million. Because that doesn't sound exactly like a goal, because when I explain further on what goals are and the framework that is that people should subscribe to when setting goals, then you begin to see that saying I want to save 10 million is not a goal per se. It sounds more like a wish, a desire, a dream, that kind of thing. Yeah, so goal setting is important because it helps you take out what is relevant from what is relevant, right? So it gives your life a direction. You have a sense of direction when you have a goal set. So it helps people also put things in perspective. Goal setting helps people to put things in perspective. So this framework I'm talking about, or the framework I mentioned earlier, is the SMART framework. I've been talking about this over and over again. The first meetup we had in 2019, it was tagged understanding the art of goal setting, and to a degree I believe that. I interacted with a couple of people even after the meetup, you know, setting goals to do this or that. There's somebody that is part of this program who, you know, we read a couple of books together. So by this I mean like I was more like her accountability partner. We set goals of the kind of book she wants to read. We broke it down. You know, it's just a miracle of execution. That's just the truth. So the major way to crush your goals is to set SMART goals. SMART. So S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant or realistic, T for timely. So when setting a goal, let's talk about specific goals. When setting a goal, you have to be very particular about what you want to accomplish. Yeah, so you have to think of your goal as a mission statement. You know, think of it as a mission statement. What do you want it to do exactly? What was your goal seeking to achieve? It is not necessarily a detailed list of how you want to meet the goal. It's just saying, what do I want to do? What do I want to get out of this? So for example, you can say, I want to lose weight sounds like, oh yes, that's a goal. All right, but it's not specific. A specific goal will say, I want to lose 5 pounds. Does that sound specific to you? Right? So if somebody says, this is not a goal, but I just want to, you know, paint the scenario. Somebody says, oh, I'm going to send money to you. You are going to be so expectant to say, oh, how much is this person going to send to me? But if the person has specifically told you that, look, I'm going to send you 100,000, you're like, oh, that's what I'm expecting. So that's what I mean by specificity. You know what you're expecting. You know the particular thing you're taking out of that goal setting process. Yeah, so that also drives execution. When people don't set specific goals, it's easy for you to lose interest along the way because you don't even know what you're expecting. And that's why when you're registering for this program, we're trying to ask you what your expectations are, what you really want to get out of the program, right? So it's good that you have something specific that you're looking at in a goal. So that's why it's good to set specific goals. So I said, when somebody says, I want to shed 5 pounds, I want to lose 5 pounds, the person is specific, as opposed to somebody who just says, I want to lose weight. Do you understand? So you have to set your goals, have to be specific. So let's move to measurable goals. It is very important to track your progress. I mean, in anything, it is very important to track your progress. A person might say, oh, I'm cutting down on carbs, I'm cutting down on my food intake, I just want to eat once a major meal a day. I'll take a better part of snacks or fruits just because I'm trying to lose weight. This person might engage in it for like 3 months. But if you're not measuring to say, oh, I've lost like 1 pound, I've lost like 2 pounds. So this person is driven. But if you're just not eating, one day the truth is, you just be like, I don't think this thing is working. Can I just go back to start eating everything I've been eating? Do you understand? So it's very important to track your progress while you're setting goals. It keeps you motivated and interested in your goal. So for example, like I mentioned, somebody's trying to lose weight and you committed to a process headlong for about 3 months. I believe this person, to the barest minimum, should check their weight fortnightly to see if any change is happening. This will help you re-strategize if you have to, or celebrate your mini wins in the process. So if you want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months, I feel like you should lose like three pounds each in 1 month. So how do you know that you're making progress towards the goal in view? It's because you're tracking progress, and the fact that you're tracking progress will help you stay motivated. I mean, you're happy that there's results. Everybody wants results. When you finish a calendar year or an academic calendar year, your parents want to see your results. They want to know that they have invested their time, their money, their resources, their emotional support to a particular cause. So they want to see your results at the end of an academic calendar year. It drives them to say, I can see where my money is going, and I can see the return on investment. Even if it's not directly money now, I know that my child is making progress. So it keeps you motivated. It's very important to set trackable goals, to put systems in place that can help you track your goals, right? So that is very, very, very important. I must say, it's very, very important. So you have to stay motivated. And the only way this can happen is by setting measurable goals. Setting measurable goals helps you to, you know, to celebrate your mini wins, as I mentioned, or review and do a retrospective when you don't reach the goal. So if in a month, say the person wants to lose 10 pounds in 3 months, if in the first month the person has not lost any pound, wow, the person might have to talk to a fitness coach to say, look, I'm doing this thing very religiously, I'm taking it to heart, but nothing is happening. Is there something wrong with me, or am I committing to a process that doesn't work? Do you understand? You won't just wake up, the person will not just wake up after 3 months and see like, what has happened in 3 months? I've just been on hunger strike. Like, there's no progress. Do you see? So that you should have systems in place that can help you track your progress. So when we mentioned that in the last goal, we talked about specific goals. We mentioned that if you say that you want to lose 10 pounds, it's not specific, right? Sorry, if you say you want to lose 10 pounds, you want to lose weight, it's not specific. But if you say you want to lose 10 pounds, it is specific. So if you want to measure it, you can say you want to lose 10 pounds in 1 month or in 3 months. When you have a time attached to it, we can tie it. It's measurable goals and time-bounded goals sort of are intertwined, right? Because when you tie a time to your goal, you can measure that. This is that. That's like a yardstick of measurement to say that, okay, after 1 month, I should have done this. I should have read one book. I should have read 2 chapters. I should have read 4 chapters. Do you understand? Even if your aim is to read 3 books in a year, you want to break it down to say, oh, I'm making progress. I'll keep at it. Yeah. So the next one we'll talk about are achievable goals. And one of the reasons you haven't been able to crush your goals is because you have been setting goals that are not achievable. That's if you have bought into the market I'm selling. If you have been setting goals and you believe into it, one of the reasons you have not been accomplishing your goals is because you have been setting unachievable goals. And we say nothing is not achievable, right? But that's not what I'm saying in this context. What we're saying is unachievable simply means it's not practicable for you at the moment. Like, it's not doable for you at the moment, at that particular time. Not that it can never be possible in life. It just means, considering everything surrounding you at that time, it is not achievable. And when you set unachievable goals for yourself, which I like to call impossible goals as well, you get to burn out, feel overwhelmed, you get stuck, and you just be like, this whole goal setting thing does not work. It works. You don't just know how to work it out. It actually works. The whole aim of setting goals is to work for you, not for it to pressure you. Your goals are for you. They are not meant, you are the one who set them. They're not supposed to lord you per se. They're not supposed to be the one to say, I'm going to deal with you. They are helping you, so they should stay in that zone. Don't let goals pressure you. And the way goals can pressure you is when you set unrealistic goals. So a person will set a goal like, let me just look for something that is very unrealistic, something that is very unachievable, like I want to build a house in 1 week. Like, are you even joking? How can you build a house in 1 week? You have to lay a foundation first. Some people might even have to survey the land for you before you can even put anything deep in the ground, deep in the soil, right? Before you can now say you want to start putting coaches of blocks, you know. So it's not just realistic to say you want to build a house, I mean a full-fledged house, in 1 week. That's like you're telling a 5-year-old to carry 100 kg. It doesn't mean the child will never grow to carry 100 kg. It only means that at that time, that child is 5 years. Once you tell the child to carry, the person will just be laughing at you that, this auntie, you're very funny. This uncle, are you joking? How can I carry this? They will tell you it's heavy. It's my uncle that can carry it. That's what they'll tell you, right? Because it's unachievable for them at the moment. So you have to see it that way. You have to grow into some things. There are some things you cannot just handle at that particular time. So don't set goals that will burden you. It is okay for your goals to be challenging, but don't set unachievable goals. Don't set unachievable goals. At the end of the day, you'll just leave the goals like, you're stressing me out. I'm not committing to this process again. Goals are meant for you. They are not meant to pressure you. So set achievable goals. Alright, I already cited an example of an unachievable goal to say that you want to build a house in 1 week. Who is even rushing you? Why do you want to build a house in 1 week? Why? Like, you should love yourself enough not to pressure yourself unnecessarily. Even when you want to set challenging goals, please don't set unachievable goals. Next thing I'll talk about is relevant goals. I want to talk about relevant goals is because it keeps you committed to it. By that I mean that when something is relevant to your life, you know that it's so important. So you're like, even if this is not comfortable or it's not easy for me, I'm going to commit to the process. If you set a goal like you're not interested in losing weight, but you say you want to lose. So at the point you just be like, I'm fine now, why will I even lose weight? Then you truncate the whole process of the goal and the execution you have been on, because it was not relevant in the first place. It was not relevant to either who you are, your purpose, what is driving you, what your dreams are. Do you understand? Your goals have to be relevant. Some goals are worthwhile, while some are not. The goals you set might not necessarily be relevant to me, but it is your goal, because we are on different journeys. Do you understand? We're on different journeys. Somebody's goal is to buy a car this year. My goal doesn't necessarily have to be that, because we have different journeys. But our journeys are beautiful but peculiar to us, right? So some things are important for some people, while some are not important to some others. So unless your goal is relevant to your overall plan for your life, achieving it may not accomplish anything. I have to remember that I mentioned earlier in this podcast that goals are drivers of accomplishments. So if your goal is not relevant to your overall plan in your life or for your life, achieving it does not equal any achievement. I beg your pardon, doesn't equal any accomplishment, right? So you have to sit down to say, why am I even committing to this goal? Why is it important for me to commit to this 8-week growth program? Why is it important for me to lose 10 pounds of weight? Some people, say maybe married women, they want to keep in shape. They want to go into a conference and speak and still look all prim and proper. They didn't just want to be everywhere with their weight, you know, and all. And that's what is driving them. They're like, this is very relevant for me. I don't want to be looking everywhere like a mom who is 120 kg. They want to keep in shape. They want to keep in shape. That's what's driving them. They want to step into a room and not feel like, why am I overweight? Do you understand? Right. So that might be why it is relevant to them. And to some other people, it might be because their significant other, their husband, likes it. So they're like, I love my husband enough to stay in shape. That is what relevance means for them. And to some other people, it's not. Their husbands don't even want to stress them. They're like, the guy is like, I like you as a plus size, and if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it, right? So it's relevant to them. So don't commit to a goal because everybody is doing it. Everybody wants to travel out to study. Let me also commit to that. Everybody is doing this. Let me commit to that. No. Set goals that are relevant for you. They stand behind the big why of your goals. They keep you driven, right? They keep you driven to say, I'm doing this for this reason and I'm not backing off until I get this. Yeah. So in order to ensure that your goal is beneficial, make sure that it is worth your time. Don't commit to goals that are not worthwhile. Make sure that achieving it will provide positive benefits in your life, and make sure that the goal also aligns, at least to some degree, with your purpose and other goals. Do you understand? So it is so important to have relevant goals. The reason why I will not be giving you a particular example apart from the ones I've mentioned is because what is relevant to you is just in your context is going to be definitely different from what is relevant to me. So please find out what is relevant to you before you set goals. Don't set goals that are not relevant. And we've come this far, SMART. So we are on T now. We've talked about specific goals. We've talked about measurable goals. We've talked about achievable goals. I've talked about relevant goals. And now we are on time-bounded goals. It is important to time your goals, to tie a time to your goals. You know, it keeps you moving. When you have all the time in the world to do everything you have to do, you can as well wait to do it in 5 years. When you just say, I will lose 10 pounds, that might never even happen. You might never see the light of day because a time is not tied to it. Chances are that you might never do anything when you don't tie a time to a goal. Do you understand? Yeah, I'm sure you do. So rather than saying you want to lose 10 pounds, it's okay for you to say you want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. As I mentioned, tie a time to your goal. What it helps you do is that after 3 months, you want to check yourself to say, oh, this was my goal. Now it's 3 months. Have I been able to achieve this? But if you just say you want to lose weight or you want to lose 10 pounds, what happens is after 6 months or 7 months, or maybe you just remember in September of 2021 that, oh, this year I actually said I wanted to lose weight though. Oh, I've not even. So to avoid things like that, to avoid just being caught unaware, right, it's good to tie a time to your goal. Tie a time to your goal. It is so important. I can't overemphasize it. It is so important. So instead of you to say I want to lose weight, you can say I want to lose 10 pounds in 4 months or in 4 weeks. A person who says I want to lose 10 pounds in 4 weeks will still be motivated to succeed, because there's a target date. They are looking at it to say that there's a day I'll celebrate the fact that yes, I lost 10 pounds, because you have tied a time to it. When your goals are time bounded, it also ascertains the time you are going to celebrate your wins. That is the day you crush your goal. So if today is the 1st of January, after 3 months, that's the 31st of March, you want to sit down to say, oh, I lost 10 pounds already. What am I going to do for myself? I'm going to buy myself a size 8 dress. Do you understand? But if there was no time tied to it, there's no process or system in place that will help you review your goal. Do you understand? It might just be in the air forever. And you now remember that, oh, one of my goals when I was young was that I wanted to do this and that. But because there was no time tied to it, you could wake up after 5 years and see that you haven't done anything with respect to it. So advise that you have a date. Now, I'm not even talking about the month, a date tied to your goals, such that it can keep you on top of the goal. You can put this in your calendar to say that after 3 months, go to your Google calendar, create a reminder or an event to say lose 10 pounds in 3 months on the 31st of March 2021. Do you understand? It is very important. So the SMART framework is what I prescribe for everyone. I use it in my life and it has done wonders for me. So set specific goals, set measurable goals, set time-bounded goals, set achievable goals, set relevant goals, set time-bounded goals. So if you have been setting goals up until now, are your goals smart? Are they smart? Are they smart at all? So I'd like to mention a couple of things, because this podcast is actually the longest I've done since this program, and I think it's because we're getting to the heat of things. Your goal must have a desirable result. Please note these things down. Your goal must have a desirable result. Setting goals and achieving them motivates you and helps boost your self-confidence. And that's why you can't afford to set unrealistic and unachievable goals, because when you don't achieve your goals over time, you lose confidence in your doing ability. Right, so it motivates you when you set goals and achieve them. It motivates you and boosts your self-confidence. And it is okay to have a failed goal. Yes, I said that it is very okay to have a failed goal, because you probably didn't get the plan correctly. The important factor is just the recovery process to say, oh, what didn't go well. Your goals should not put you under pressure. I mentioned this. Your goals should not put you under pressure. Your goals are for you, so they can't come in and stress you out. They are for you. Unrealistic and unachievable goals put you under pressure. And the last thing I would like to say is, don't set a goal that you don't have control over. Don't set a goal that you don't have control over. It's been almost 30 minutes or 30 minutes plus of listening to me talking about goal setting, and I want to believe that you have learned a lot in this podcast. Please make use of the review guide. show up when it's time for review on the dedicated platforms, and let's see you and let's have you turn in your reviews. Tell us what stood out for you. Tell us how you want to apply it in your life. Tell us how your mind has shifted. So thank you so much once again for listening to me, for your time, and for committing to your growth. See you soon. Bye.